Welcome to the first episode of the TD Legends podcast. I am Blackman. Alongside me, I have Sutton and Bernstein. How are you guys doing today?
Hello, I'm Bernstein.
Sutton, great, great. All these guys always playing jokes with me, but I'm great. Thanks for having me here, and I'm glad to be talking with y'all here today.
Yes, sir. Not a lot to cover. Preseason, the magazine has now dropped. We're gonna sit here and talk a little bit about that. Maybe Hardy might join us a little later on this episode, and if not, it'll be the next episode. But we're just gonna roll right into it. So the preseason AP poll coming in at number one, the reigning national champions, the Texas Longhorns. Not too much of a surprise. They reload their whole offense, add Nemo Williams after the loss of Kayvon King and TJ Wright. Maybe, didn't quite fill the holes that like they wanted to. Coach Bernstein, I know with the little scandal we had go down, that was kind of unfortunate, but still nonetheless, definitely one of the top teams in America for sure, a title favorite, and it'll be interesting to see how they match up with Oklahoma and Baylor in the Big 12. And Oklahoma is actually ranked number five, so I
What?
want to get to really. So, guys, if you have anything to say about that, feel free.
I'll go. I think they're going to be great again. Simple.
Yeah, keep it simple. When you look at this Texas team, I mean, offensively, this may be one of the strongest offenses we've seen in the history of TD. I mean, Nemo Williams coming in, Dmitri Petrovic, and Blackman and Hatch going into their second seasons, and obviously Christian King in the backfield. I mean, that offense is loaded, and defensively, obviously, they're losing. They were losing a lot in the secondary, but I think the addition of Nolan is really going to help there. I think he's going to establish himself as one of the better freshmen, and I'm expecting the linebacker core to really be the strength of the defense, and for Faraz and Simmons Jr. to really do everything defensively, rush the passer, cover. So I think that this Texas team, I think being number one isn't really much of a surprise after coming off a national championship, obviously.
I got a question.
Definitely, and okay, go ahead.
Who's better, TJ or Nemo? Which one would you rather have for the
I think
team?
we'll find out this year.
Yeah, I have faith that Nemo is gonna have a great year. And obviously, TJ, we'll see how he does in the NFL. He doesn't really have much working with him. I feel like he's had great targets in his career, and he doesn't
He
really
had
have
Denzel
that.
Baker for 3 years.
Yeah, and then he had Blackman and Hatch and Christian King. I mean, we'll see how he does when he really has to be the guy.
That's his problem. He's the coach.
That's fair. So coming in at number two and Burn, this is going to be one we talk about whenever we do the ESPN preseason rankings, but the Ohio State Buckeyes coming off their national championship berth last season, c bring back everybody and add quite a few really talented guys. You think about like Ja'Vari Riley. I can't really think of any others off the
Gains.
top of my head. Gaines as a transfer. So they most certainly got better over the off season. I'd expect them once again to be on top of the Big Ten, and after them, the next Big Ten team in the top 15 is Rutgers at number eight. So not a whole lot of competition there for them, but they'll have a couple games there at the start of the season that we'll talk about a little later on, but the Buckeyes, definitely a team we'll have to watch throughout the season. Deshaun Potts, Heisman candidate, Brian Bernstein coming off of a Heisman year, and he's back in the list and actually number one in the mock draft. So the Buckeyes a really exciting team, a really talented team. Coach Sutton done an amazing job there.
Thank you.
And I'm sure they'll be back and ready for their revenge tour this season.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate saying it, but I'm scared of this team. I already was last year, and they're better than they were last year. And I feel like I don't know if I'm better or worse than I was last year. So it's never really good when the offseason doesn't really go exactly how you want, and then your main competition gets better. But I'm confident in my guys. But obviously this Ohio State team, I mean, first off, it's a win-win for me. Second off, you know, I think this is a great roster, great offense, great defense, and obviously fantastic coach. So definitely a team that is going to be up top the rankings for a long time.
Definitely. Coming in at number three, we have the Florida Gators, a very familiar team to the top three, top five in TD. Have been there basically every year. But this year with a different coach, Coach BRJ, moving from Oregon to the Gators, and he managed to bring in a few guys in off season. I think he got a couple maybe in high school recruiting. So the Gators definitely will be one of the best teams, maybe the best team in the SEC once again. I'm not sure exactly how many SEC championships they've won in a row. I know it's a lot. But Coach BRJ has that team rocking once again after the departure of Coach Parker. And I'm really excited to see how this team does, because you add Kayvon King, who just won a national championship after what we all thought was a career-ending injury. You have a Heisman finalist in Kanye West that really improved over the second half of the season last season. And then you add guys like Fraz at wide receiver, you have Mazzell, and you add a couple more guys. So I think they're really talented, and they could make a national championship run.
I think with them, they're either really good or really or not. It doesn't work out.
Sudden, that is exactly what I was about to say. I swear on my life. I was about to say this team's either going to be really good or not going to work.
Because they're either going to be really active or not active at all.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which one yet. So we'll see. We'll see how they kick off. But obviously, if this team is in gear, they're going to be hard to stop. If they're out of gear, I think they will be kind of easy to stop. But we'll see what happens.
Definitely, and that brings up a really good point, because they looked really good last season. You know, we all thought maybe they're going to compete for a playoff spot. At the end, they were right there. Just the loss to Alabama early on in the season is what got them. But I have high hopes for them. I think when it comes down to will they be active, will they not be active, I'd like to say they will, but I'm not in the chat, so I can't really speak for them. But I want to see the Gators continue to do good. I want to continue to see them at the top. So I'm rooting for them. And number four, one of the newer teams we've seen, of course, that's myself, Miami. I'll try not to talk too much, but after a really good high school class, got some transfers, and got a couple off-season recruits. So, guys, I'll let you give your opinions on the Canes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk first, son. You know, I've given you the courtesy today, but
you got it.
No, I got it. So this Miami team's really strong out the gate. I feel like their biggest obstacle is going to be the Ohio State obstacle, as I'll call it. But I feel like they could also overcome it. Ohio State was really close to doing last year, and they just ran into a team that had the experience. The thing is, once again, they're just like Ohio State did. They landed transfers with experience that are going to help them right away. And offensively, I think this is going to be a great team. But the strength of this team is defense, and that secondary, I think, is going to be ridiculously strong right out the gate. Obviously, the transfer of Jahlil Smith, I think, was probably the biggest offseason move, I'd say, for a specific player. And I think that's really going to help them. So overall, I'm excited to see how this Miami team comes out. And if they could get into a groove right away, just like Ohio State did last year.
Well, rip Chase. But I think you nailed it pretty well there. Just one quick thing. In week two, they'll have a really big test, kind of like Ohio State did early on last season against Clemson. Miami faces Florida. So that'll probably be, unless something just goes wonky after opening weekend, I think that'll be probably a top four matchup. And that may be a little foresight into how the rest of the season is going to go, because Miami has the potential to do the exact same thing Ohio State did last season. So that brings us to number five, the Oklahoma Sooners. This is kind of a surprise in my opinion.
And mine too. I mean, obviously Coach TJ, and they take all the guys from UNC pretty much, and they add some off-season recruits. However, I have absolutely no confidence in these off-season recruits. Zero. In these guys being consistently active. I'm going to just keep it a buck. I wish I could say differently, but it is what it is. However, obviously this team has a lot of talent. They are going to be Texas's biggest competition in the Big 12, I think. Sorry, Baylor. But I just can't see this team really getting past Texas unless something unforeseen happens, aka Texas falls off the face of the earth. But, you know, they're a strong team, so we'll see what happens.
Definitely. And I think Texas, you could probably say, will most likely go on and win the Big 12 again, maybe with one loss, most likely undefeated. But the Baylor and Oklahoma game will probably be for who makes the Big 12 title to play Texas. So that'll be a very enjoyable overtime game. I think Chase is back.
We're talking about how Oklahoma's a little high.
Huh?
Yeah, we're talking about Oklahoma at five. Do you have any thoughts on the Sooners?
Way too high.
I said, I have no hope for their offseason guys to be active, pretty much.
No.
I just have a gut.
Or their coach to stay consistent.
No shots. Very true. That's nothing, you know. nothing.
All right. Number six, we have a team that I think could possibly be in the playoff come the end of the season again. The Alabama Crimson Tide, Coach Hardy. Lost a couple really big guys on defense, particularly Kermit Sutton.
One very big guy.
Who is easily the most dominant. Yeah, he was literally a big guy. Easily the most dominant defensive player from last season, and really one of the most dominant players on defense we've seen in TD. And so Hardy, I would say, wasn't completely able to replace the departure of Sutton and, of course, Nettie James, their safety, but a really strong offensive team. So, guys, give me your insight on the Tide.
Well, first off, Hardy, I know you're going to listen to this. You ranked yourself too low. Personally, just saying. Like, I know, but don't do yourself that dirty next time, personally. Second off, obviously, Kermit Sutton's a big departure. Nutty James, too. I'm so excited about Tyrone Parker moving to running back. I think that's a great move. They're going with Rod again this season. They have Lorenzo Logan. I mean, not Lorenzo, but Logan, who
Drake.
Yeah, who is going to redshirt, it looks like, unless something unforeseen happens, but we've seen crazier. So I'm excited offensively about this team.
Today, like you said. Rodriguez said he was grad transferring next year.
Well, that's odd. Okay. But I like how we're just taking shots at people. We're not drawing.
I was just saying it's very sending.
I know. I think that this Alabama team is still definitely a contender, like Blackman said.
Yep. Sutton, you have anything?
Well, who's there? Who's there other wide receiver?
Kyle Williams.
Yeah, other than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably Tyrone Parker.
He's a running back now.
And then they have – oh, yeah, he is the running back now. And then they have –
they Mercer.
Mercer Harris at tight end.
All right. Don't they have, like, West linebacker? Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have been over Oklahoma.
I have to agree there. Okay, so just so we don't take like an hour to do everything,
let's rapid fire.
As much as I want to talk about some of these other guys, we're gonna rapid fire. So number 7, the Washington Huskies, Iowa last season, now Washington
Coach underrated,
James, really underrated. This year again, they are underrated,
too. And I love
like
Coach James.
Last year, we thought they were underrated. We started talking about them. They started rising a little bit, and they're underrated once again. They're going to prove people wrong. They're going to win the Pac-12. And I think they could have a shot by the end of the season with a couple big wins. I think they could possibly be competing for a playoff spot. At number 8, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. This is a team that I believe could combat the Buckeyes for the Big Ten title. You know, Graham James, I believe, is in the Heisman race, if I'm not mistaken. And still some really solid guys. Elias Jews, let's see, I'm trying to think. J.J. Smith, I believe, a wide receiver. And then a few more guys. I think they may have added one or two more. But still a very solid team, really active team. Trying to think of how they did last season.
They were really pretty solid last year. They really picked it up near the end of the season. And start performing well, and they had that big bowl win, obviously. So I think they have a lot of – I think they're actually riding a lot more momentum than we're giving them credit for. I think this team is going to be one to watch to see how they can build on the foundations they set. But I think to really be natty contenders, they need to bring in a little bit more talent and more depth, I think, is what they're lacking.
I agree. They have a lot of potential. Juicing.
All right. At number At number 9, Tennessee Volunteers. Coach Parker, after leaving Florida, adds Armani Carter at quarterback, brings along
Kendrick Jordan
at wide receiver, along with a few more guys. Maybe didn't have the class he wanted in off season. I don't remember any more big name transfers that he got, but still a very solid team. I think they will probably be I would say probably the biggest competition to Florida, but I'm going to just say the biggest competition to Florida in the SEC East, because I really don't see Tennessee getting past Alabama or Florida.
Yeah. I lost Parker. This is a 2-player team. Obviously,
no, it's great. Not.
Okay, I think I'm saying, like, primarily this is a 2-player team, and
I guess so.
Look, I mean,
they're two very good players.
They are two extremely good players. However, I feel like they're just not deep enough. And you know, we've seen with Parker's teams, obviously they really pick it up when they need to, but sometimes they straggle a little. That's not on him. That's calling out no one in particular, but just something.
All right. 10 through 15, we'll just talk about them briefly. Kentucky at number 10, Coach Nolan in his first season brought in some really good transfers. I believe Jake Harris.
Heisman watch.
Mistaken. Yeah, correct. And so Kentucky, once again, SEC East looks really, really good with Florida, Tennessee, and Kentucky all in the top 10. I'm excited for that Kentucky-Tennessee game.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
A really good one. That's a rivalry game. So, Coach Nolan, I think with a good class this season in high school, I really think he could have the Wildcats as a contender within the next season.
And I think he could pull it off. I think Coach Nolan's an underrated coach. And I think this Kentucky team is actually underrated. Malik Ross coming in at quarterback. We'll see how he does for them. But I think Jake Harris is really going to be the focal point of this offense. And I think that's going to carry them to some wins. And I think this game against Tennessee is definitely going to be a hell of a matchup. Malik Ross, kind of in a revenge game against Parker. So
he's quietly built a good team. Yeah.
Yes, very.
He really has. Number 11, the USC Trojans, Coach Anik Stad in his first season. He missed high school recruiting, but was able to come in right at the perfect time to get some good transfers, and then got some solid guys in off-season recruiting. I think they'll probably be – between them and Oregon, I think they'll be the biggest comp against Washington in the Pac-12. I don't really expect a Pac-12 championship out of them this early, but a very, very bright future for Coach Anik Stad and the Trojans.
Yeah. Just got to keep building.
My only thing is I think there's a couple teams ranked a little lower than him, than them here that are better, personally. I think there's two.
Definitely, and that's
specifically.
One of those
is Baylor.
We're yes. about to talk about. And number 12, the Baylor Bears, a team we talked about earlier. We'll probably combat OU for that second Big 12 title spot. Coach Jones did a really good job. Got some very solid guys in high school, I believe. Had the number 3 overall recruit in Sterling Madison. And then brought in a Cal transfer at quarterback, Jaden Johnson. Very, very underrated.
They're also quietly bringing in a good team.
Flew way under the radar. Got some good offseason guys. I think he got a couple more transfers. There's quite a few talented guys on that team. They're really young. So the future is bright for them as well. I'm excited for this team, and I personally believe they are better than Oklahoma, and they are way underrated at number 12.
I think that's going to be interesting to watch. Hopefully we get to see them. We'll get to see that matchup, obviously. And, you know, definitely. I'm excited to see, wink, wink, in the future, which one of these two teams may be, you know, the team that breaks out in the Big 12. Wink, wink, wink.
I think it'll be Nebraska.
Definitely. Nebraska.
I'm not bringing Nebraska. All right. Sorry.
Were they in the Big 12?
No, they used to be.
Yeah, they used to be.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they went to the bummy Big 10. But number 13, the Oregon Ducks. Who coaches Oregon? Froz, right?
Froz.
Yeah.
Froz. Okay. They got that one dude.
They got Von Buffon.
I don't completely remember. He does have
Von Buffon. That's all I know on their team.
Not a whole lot to talk about with Oregon here. Next, Florida State. Coach Williams is back, ladies and gentlemen. He managed to bring in, I believe, was it Metcalf's QB?
And Langford.
And Langford, who's going to be the best player in this league in 3 years.
Langford. he very, very
I'm telling well you. Could be. I'm telling you guys. This is the other team I was talking about that's a little low. I know they have literally no depth. Yeah. Obviously, because they just started, but like it gives Williams 2 years, and we'll see.
Pure talent. Florida's in games.
Florida football
and like
in
you said,
2 years in TD. I wouldn't be surprised if at like 1 point, 3 of the top 4 are all Florida teams. Like I'm serious. At 1 point,
definitely. You're completely right. I think it definitely could happen, and we already have 2 of 4. So. I mean, what's to say Williams can't do it again? And then at number 15, Coach Flame, the TCU Horned Frogs. This is my old team. He actually has my old quarterback, I think, that is inactive.
Dead.
But 4 Big 12 teams in the top 15. So the Big 12 looks a little better than it did couple seasons ago.
It's hard to not look better than it did a couple seasons ago. Personally, though,
that is very true.
Respect to my guy Flame. Clemson should just be 15. I know, like, they have done nothing this season, but they still
have neither of the teams have done anything.
But they have they have a few more numbers.
Just my opinion.
All right, let's fly through the Heisman watch real quick. So, in the top left corner on the post, we had Nemo Williams. I am honestly surprised he is in over Christian King. Now, I know Nemo was in the Heisman I believe top 3 basically almost all season. But I still feel Christian King is the focal point of that offense, even
just
with
depends
the outstanding
who is the focal
aerial
point who ends up
that the Longhorn that the Longhorns have. But a couple Ohio State guys coming up next, Brian Bernstein, Deshaun Potts, talked about them earlier. Brian Bernstein coming off that tremendous season that won Heisman, and then Deshaun Potts. I think easily the best backfield duo in the league.
I'd have to say, like, obviously, you know, Bernstein, you know, coming off me coming off a Heisman, but I really think like Potts can really take this year and run with it, and honestly, like, he has the reins to do so. So obviously, I'm excited to see how these two continue to get better, which is crazy to say.
Right. And I think just with the pure talent of that backfield, and then you think about guys like Kyler Christian, Lorenzo Logan, the transfer of Gaines, and then the defense where Sutton really managed to fill out that team and add some depth where they didn't have it last season. I still think that Ohio State is the natty favorite, even at number two. But as the season goes along, we'll find out. And then next guy on the Heisman watch, I believe that is Kanye West. If I'm
what team mistaken. Is he?
He's on Florida. Florida.
Florida. He's on Florida Jit.
it's okay. I'm from Florida. I can say it.
I think he'll be the main part of the Florida offense. I'll have a really rough time facing him in week two, but I'm excited for the matchup. I think I'm very confident in my guy's ability to stop the run, but that's not what we're worried about here. We're worried about Heisman. So next up, that is the man himself, Graham James, running back at Rutgers, putting the Scarlet Knights back on the map. Yeah, good
for him. I think I well deserved. I actually think, like, the rest of these guys on this list, I guess half barring Armani Carter, because he's obviously a pretty established name, the rest of these guys are sleepers. And I think that they're all players to watch this year, that I'm really excited to see how they all grow on what they did last season.
Definitely. And you look at that bottom row, Sutton, I don't know if you're looking at it, Bernie, I think is, but there at the bottom row, you have the number a player from the number 7 team, the number 8 team, the number 9 team, and the number 10 team. And then you have on the top row the guys from top 3 teams. So you have some guys that are leaders on a top team, and then you have guys that are leaders on underrated teams, I would say.
But
so,
you know what, guys?
Really spread out.
I just have to say quickly, I hope Nemo Williams wins it just for one reason, because if he does, we're going to have to retire Kate Coleman.
Casey Thompson.
Sorry, I called.
he's been used to calling. He's been used Kate to Coleman's seeing Terrell Kate Pryor. Coleman so much. He's now
Terrell Pryor
on the Raiders.
Oh my god!
All right. Next three guys, we have Petrovich's QB that I forgot the name of. Someone help me out.
Ronald.
Armani.
Ronald.
I don't know.
It's Dill. I think it's a.
And then
is it Dylan?
It's not Dylan. They've Dylan Doodle.
No, but I'm pretty sure.
Dylan.
Is it a double Dylan backfield?
It's Dill.
Is it just
it's
Dill?
It's just Dill.
It is not just Dill.
It's just Dill. It is Dill just Dill. That's his bio.
I don't care just about his bio. Exactly. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to scroll. And I'm really doing nothing. Let me see his first Marietta post. I don't know. I'm like 10 weeks down on Petra's Instagram. Damn, I was in his top 4 originally. I didn't know that.
Wow. All right, and then the last two guys on the Heisman list are Armani Carter and Jay Karras. Armani Carter, a guy who 2 seasons ago we talked about a lot near the end of the season about how we thought he was going to be, at least Bernie and I did, how we thought he was probably going to be the second best QB in the league last season, and he ends up underperforming. Yeah. And then getting a chance to play for a really, really talented coach in Coach Parker, and that's not to take away from Coach Harris, who was maybe one of the best,
two best of all time. But here's the thing. Coach Harris isn't a known quarterback whisperer. I'd say he's a running back whisperer, but I mean, so am I, but not as much as he is. But what we've seen a quarterback that has played under Parker, that has a very similar skill set to Armani Carter, who's won the Heisman in Isaiah Washington. And I know that was a focal point when I talked to Carter doing my ESPN reporting a couple days ago. He brought that up, and that's why he really wanted to go play with Coach Parker. So I think that was a really good move for both sides.
Definitely. And then finally we have Jake Harris, who after having a really, really solid career at Michigan State, transfers to Kentucky, and Coach Nolan gives him a chance. And he has a chance once again to be the leader, not only of the offense, but of the whole team. And now he's getting national attention.
He's the Jarrett Patterson of our league, however. Or Monty Ball.
What?
He'll like go for like 87 million yards, but his team won't be good enough.
And fall off the face of the earth.
I don't know. I love Harris.
All right. Yeah, I do too. All right. We're just gonna skip the mock draft. That's gonna change.
And I will do this while we start talking about the week games. Is I'm going to scroll to last year's nag and see how close we were.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kickoff game. So the first one we have on the list, number 8, Rutgers against number 4, Miami. This will be a fun one.
Yeah, I think it will too. It will be interesting to see both two young teams. We'll see who really comes out strong and really, you know, wins this. So I'm going to go with Miami personally, but
we will see who could go either way. It'll be a fun game. A lot of guys on both sides that'll have a chance to make a name for themselves. I'm going Miami
because of their defense.
I personally have to agree there. I think they'll be able to stop Graham James. But, yeah, I am biased. Okay. Second game for the kickoffs will be actually a matchup of coaches from the Big Ten Championship last season. Coach Gaines in Washington, number 7 team in the nation, against the number 2 team in the nation, Coach Sutton, and the Ohio State
Buckeyes. Yeah, I think this will be a fun game. I'm expecting an Ohio State win, but obviously, you know, let's not take a nap on these Washington guys. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm interested to see how the new acquisitions for Ohio State perform.
What the fuck is going on?
Thought we were keeping this PG, man.
Did you see this is Western Michigan?
What?
Both teams ran out on the field during the play?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Okay. How do you feel about your team playing?
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, a whole lot of energy excited, coming guys. From Coach Sutton right there. If you remember back to the Big Ten Championship, not the same exact teams as we saw in that game, but Iowa.
I mean, Deshaun Washington
kept
sleeping.
It close with Ohio State the whole game.
That's what I was about
literally
to say.
That is a very good point. So I fully expect Ohio State, maybe not to dominate, but to win in respectable fashion. And then, all right, the final kickoff game for the 2027-2028 season. The number 9 Tennessee Volunteers, Coach Parker in his first season there, and the number 1 team in America, Coach Bernstein, and the Texas Longhorns will get to see two, I would say, new look teams almost simply because
not yet. Next year, maybe.
Because Tennessee literally is new, different team, but Texas, new quarterback, most likely a new tight end, basically a new defense. So yes, two new look teams.
I could disclose as the Texas coach
still
what the game plan is.
Probably going to be
how many receivers do Tennessee have other than Jordan?
7.
I believe right. they have like
he's getting triple covered. I'm not even joking.
What?
Yeah, no, there's gonna be three guys on. There's gonna be two, three guys on. I'm serious. Dude.
You're such a bitch.
No, I'm just saying. He's gonna have at least two guys on at all times. He'll still have a good game.
You don't need to make it sound sus.
It's not sus. He will be double covered.
Two guys on him.
Whoa.
I think for this game, we'll have really strong showings from both quarterbacks, but just the depth and just
I don't know who's stopping.
Dude, this could be a long day.
I don't know who's stopping Star Texas power. Offense
we'll take over.
It could be a long day for Tennessee. Yeah.
All right, so
oh yeah.
Before we wrap up.
So before
so just ahead. Looking back at last year's mag. So the cover is Malik Ross. So our Heisman watch was TJ Wright, Denzel Baker, Patrick Flame, Jaden Swift, Zaire Ross, and Kendrick Jordan. Because cold takes, man. Other than TJ.
Well, can you say that again? Even a little
TJ
fast.
Wright, Denzel Baker, Patrick Flame, Jaden Swift, Zaire Ross, Kendrick Jordan.
Dude, is his name Malik or Zaire?
I don't know. It's a Z Ross.
I think it's Zaire because his NFL player is Malik.
Top Malik five Ross Gators, Penn NFL, State, Texas, yeah. Bama, Clemson.
Not
Ohio State six. And mock draft. TJ went one in their mock. TJ went one in our draft. Kermit was number two in the mock. He went number four. Denzel was number three. He went two. Quincy Logan was four. He went seven. Patrick Flame was five. He went six. Jaden Swift was six. He went 22nd. Devontae Blackman was seven. He went three. Trey Jones was eight. He went eight.
Oh, yeah.
Trayvon Washington was nine. He went 13. And Jawil Smith was 10, and he went back to college. So, a little throwback.
Yes, all right.
No one would have thought
there's our throwback.
Brian
Bernstein.
Nope. I didn't even think it was going to be Brian Bernstein.
Last year was very unpredictable. Do you think this season will be as unpredictable as last season?
I don't know. I mean, the number one player, the best player in the country, after week one, just dipped. Like, and then died all of a sudden. So, and still technically won a national championship. So, I mean, I don't even know. I think I'm just excited about the new identity of the league more than like the unpredictability, because I think we know which teams like mostly will be pretty solid. Like the top, like Texas and Ohio State, really. I'm expecting to still be really good, but I'm excited to see Miami, Washington, New Look, Florida, I'm genuinely, you guys got me genuinely excited to see Tennessee play Kentucky. So, stuff like that.
Yep.
Should we talk about high school?
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
High school, we can do
it. We've been here for like 40 minutes.
We've been on here for almost 40 minutes. So I have one question for you before we head out. It's preseason. Nobody completely knows where the season's going to go. I mean, I think there's, Bernie, like you said, there's probably two teams that stick out at the start. But what are your playoff predictions? Because I think there's two that I wouldn't call locks, but have really strong are really strong favorites, I'd say, and that's Texas and Ohio State. At 3 and 4, I think you could have maybe either Miami, maybe an undefeated Washington with a good win, and definitely the SEC champ, I think, whether undefeated or with one loss, could be in. So, guys, give me just a short playoff prediction. You don't have to break it down. Just give me 14.
You want like 1, 2, 3, 4? All right. Yeah, I can go 1, Texas. 2, Ohio State. 3, Was that Big Ten and SEC?
That's Big Ten and Big 12.
Big Ten and Big 12.
Texas, notable SEC.
And then Miami.
That's Big Ten and Big 12.
And then Miami and then Alabama.
I swear to God, said and wrote it down the exact same thing. I'll tell you why. Because last year, OSU, like, I know the only reason Texas was one last year is because they, like, okay, this isn't PG. They, like, butt-fucked OU.
Dude, are you crazy?
But I think Texas now has, like, actually, like, a harder schedule than OSU does probably this year.
Bro, we played, like, 11 ranked teams.
I don't know, because Ohio State's still going to play. They're still going to play Rutgers. They're still going to play
Penn State. Penn State is like, that ain't nothing anymore.
We beat Rutgers by like 40 last year.
But then I have Miami 3, and then I have one lost SEC champ Bama at 4. I think they'll lose a game, but I think they'll make it. I think they'll lose.
What about like...
One lost SEC champ always over a one loss Pac-12 champ because Washington will lose in non-conference. They'll lose to you. Yeah.
Nah.
No, they're not.
I mean,
okay. Well, then,
if Washington beats Ohio State off rip, we're gonna have like a totally different conversation next.
Hopefully, we don't have a live stream about the Dolphins game tomorrow.
I'd be outraged.
But this season's gonna be fun. This is one I've been waiting on, really and truly, since halfway through last season. I've just been looking forward to this season, seeing all the new teams, the new environments. I would say, I mean, I called it, at least on high school, I called it the new era of TV. Other people might agree, people might disagree.
Yeah, I think it'll especially be the new era when big things change next season too. Wink, wink, wink. Guys, wink.
Bernie's going to Nebraska.
I'm not going to Nebraska.
Yeah.
In the Big 12.
Nick, I think you're completely right. Next season will totally change the landscape.
We're here for
TD.
We're here for this.
We're not going to talk about next season.
It's going to be great.
Last question, then we'll head out. You gave me your playoff prediction. Now give me a natty
and then Heisman.
A sudden.
Just I don't care about the score. I don't care who wins. First? But team,
you go.
All right, you go. Ohio State's gonna win this year. I'll tell you why. Actually, you know why. Because they're gonna win. I don't know. I just think they really want it this year. Unless they don't, then they won't. Oh my god, that sounds so stupid. If they do, then I.
Oh, we fumbled.
Dude. Burn it. It's kind of late, ain't it? It's getting late.
I am. I'm exhausted. I have to be up early tomorrow anyways. Sudden?
All right. I'm going to say... Yeah, I know it's like annoying, but I think we're going to win.
Well, yeah. I thought I was going to win it last year. So don't get down. don't be like, think you're annoying. I was very confident last year.
Yeah.
Wow, we're boring.
I say
guys.
I probably have to agree. I made at the start of last season, I believe it was on ESPN Live. Someone asked me,
said Texas, Ohio State, and Miami.
Texas. Yeah, and so far it's held up. I'm gonna stick with Ohio State this season. So,
God. I hope
maybe I can actually pull it off and go Texas, 3-for-3.
Ohio State's having the same trajectory as Texas did, and now Miami's gonna have like Miami's just Ohio State, just but plays in Florida.
Yeah, and the question is, will there be a team that sticks out this season
uniforms
for next season, and then does the same thing? Yeah, the blackout uniforms were hard; they just got dogged by
bro. Javonte Williams and
UNC. You want to know my prediction? Oklahoma.
New prediction?
Oh, it's always good to end on a laugh.
Wait.
I really think, though, if you guys are right, and we get a Texas, Alabama, and then Ohio State, Miami.
I don't want that.
Playoff semifinal. That'll be exciting. Are you
no,
scared
I don't
to play Miami?
Welcome to my world.
Okay, that's fair.
I have too many players.
That's fair.
Can we do a Heisman?
Heisman pick? We're like 46 yeah. minutes into this shit. Okay, fine. So? You want okay, Heisman pick. Let's go with no clue.
Rocco Chance.
I have no idea.
he said Rocco Chance. Shout out Rocco Chance.
No, but I guarantee Rocco Chance ends up on like Illinois his senior year. I don't know who coaches them.
But it's my dream school.
I'll go Heisman pick. I will go with I really have no idea. Can someone else go first?
I was about to prediction.
Okay. Can we all say it at the same time?
I have a bold prediction as well.
Count me down. Count us down.
All right. I'm gonna give us a 1, 2, 3, all right? One.
Drew Burns.
Kendrick Jordan.
Oh, shit, 2, 3. Kanye
on
West.
The list. Kendrick Jordan wins Heisman this year. A receiver.
Okay. Hey.
I mean, at this point,
it's possible.
Parker's just going to also play
will
that running
back. Will
he
be able to outshine Armani
we'll
Carter,
see.
Though?
We'll see that.
Yeah. Everyone likes my prediction?
Yes.
And then my real prediction?
This is Jeopardy!
Welcome to Jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
and Bernie is
I
now
don't
a
think
talk show host.
Someone from Ohio State will win.
Sutton, you're overthinking this way too much.
I'm thinking about you all the time. All
right, I'll go with.
Who will he go with?
He's gonna say
no,
Walter
dude. He's
Sutton.
Not winning Heisman. That dude sucks.
Mercer Harris for Heisman.
I'm gonna go with
that too.
I'm gonna go with Justin Fields, not Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson.
I'm gonna go with the real guy,
J.K. Dobbins. Who was? Wait, guys, who the fuck was Cross Harris's player model? Like, I'm still confused about this. It was some bum. His player model is awful, you know what?
What's his name?
The dude that Cross Harris used.
We're really like adding minutes onto this.
Oh well.
I'm pretty sure it was Tom Brady.
Yeah, we were. Really, yeah. All right, guys. The TD Legends Podcast, episode 1.
Is that what we're calling
preseason? 2027 preseason.
Yeah, TD Legends Pod.
I guess that's what we're calling it. I think that's what we decided. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm the most experienced TD Legend here. Actually, I've been in it since it got created. So, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Not trying to flex.
Nice.
Show up.
I know.
So,
you just did.
So just turned on my PS3.
A lot of time. Taken.
I don't know why.
If you're still
I'm
listening
just
to this,
thank
props
you
to you. And tell
enjoy
us if
me.
You listen to
we're
this
fun.
Far, to be honest with you, because
we're fun.
Good luck. But
we are.
We
really
fun,
are.
But still.
Sorry.
I mean, we're just rambling at this point.
The next
so,
one
uh
will probably be after week 1.
Ah, oh, don't push it.
Maybe.
In like
maybe we do like 5 of these.
We'll have an ESPN live.
That'd be
soon
fun
too.
Like every 3 weeks?
One every
yeah,
3 weeks.
I'm down.
Like every 3 weeks. All right,
let's not play in our podcast while we're on it.
All right. So, all right. All right, guys. Thanks.
Had a great time.
Thanks for having me.
TV Legends Pod episode 1, preseason episode. For Bernstein and Sutton, I am Blackman.
See ya.